President Donald Trump's administration asked the U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday to intervene in its effort to rapidly deport migrants to countries other than their own, without the opportunity to raise claims that they fear being persecuted, tortured, or killed there. The Justice Department requested that the justices lift Boston-based U.S. District Judge Brian Murphy's nationwide injunction, requiring that migrants be given the chance to seek legal relief from deportation before they are sent to so-called third countries, while litigation continues in the case. The administration said in its filing that the third country process is critical to removing migrants who commit crimes because their countries of origin are often unwilling to take them back. As a result, criminal aliens are often allowed to stay in the United States for years on end, victimizing law-abiding Americans in the meantime, it told the justices. The filing represented the administration's latest trip to the nation's highest judicial body, as it seeks a freer hand to pursue Trump's crackdown on immigration and contest lower court decisions that have impeded the Republican president's policies. The administration has said Murphy's injunction is preventing potentially thousands of pending deportations. The injunction disrupts sensitive diplomatic, foreign policy, and national security efforts, it said in Tuesday's filing. The Department of Homeland Security moved in February to determine if people granted protections against being removed to their home countries could be detained again and sent to a third country. Immigrant rights groups then mounted a class action lawsuit on behalf of a group of migrants seeking to prevent rapid deportation to newly identified third countries without notice and a chance to assert the harms they could face. In March, the administration issued guidance providing that if a third country has given credible diplomatic assurance that it will not persecute or torture migrants, individuals may be deported there without the need for further procedures. Without such assurance, if the migrant expresses fear of removal to that country, U.S. authorities would assess the likelihood of persecution or torture, possibly referring the person to an immigration court, according to the guidance.